dust by the radio. Life at the dust, dust, dust by the radio.
You need to tune in to
dust by the radio. Life at the dust, dust, dust by the radio.
Life at the dust, dust, dust by the radio. To come up is a must, must. People tune in on your radio.
Tomorrow,
you need work in your career. Steady J hold the title. When I bet when the smoke clears, you gon' need you a bottle. Cause this vlog is real talk. Ain't no American Idol. Jack is some more and Taryn Lamona in your divider. And if you don't tune in, you might as well play the lotto. Because your chances of winning is like wishing in a bottle. This is life after dust. Music wins with hot models. We got them. Life after dust, dust, dust. Radio to come up is a must. People tune in on your radio. You could even visit dustspot.com every Monday and Wednesday. Steady J is on.
Yeah, we on. What's up, everybody? Welcome to Life at Dust Live. Your boy Steady J. It is Hot at the Dust Monday, so that means we can make another week, everybody. Let's give a hand to making it for another week, safe and sound. And ooh-wee. We're about to get down tonight, y'all. Oh, man. I got so many jokes with that goes, but, man, this weekend, man, was definitely pretty crazy, man. Between Friday, I was going out showing love to Fly Dreamers ENT and over in Limelight, and then on Saturday, man, got a chance to get away from DFW, going out west. And so went out west on to Midland, Odessa area, and got a chance, you know, first of all, just on the ride there, just taking all the scenery or just realizing, man, that you cannot take, a lot of people take this for granted, but you cannot do it, which is water. Do not take water for granted because, man, you start seeing some stuff that lets you know that, hey, it ain't going to be, that might not be here forever either. So, definitely, man, definitely got a chance to get there. And it's just so great to watch the people in Midland area, especially more Crane to be exact, because that was most of the people who were, at the event I was at on Saturday night. Just the love that people show in the area. So some people might be a small area, but when you show up with this more support in a small concentrated area and you all support each other, you can be bigger than any big city as far as the moves you make because you got a city unit. So, man, that's one thing a lot of everyone always talk about in the industry about nobody's looking out for each other. Everybody's out for themselves. I've always been a person, I don't believe that. I believe there are people who are like that, but not everybody's like that. And then, you know, the question at the end of the day, you got to ask yourself, what are you doing to change that? If you just sitting around being passive and you worry about yourself, aren't you part of the problem? So, man, definitely, it was definitely something that I definitely enjoyed. I had a chance to meet a family member who's definitely making some moves. Super producer, two-time Grammy-winning producer on top of that, J-Rock, who actually was one of the keynote speakers at this event. And most of the performers that performed were actually family members. So it was great watching all this talent with my family in the music industry alone. It's just really crazy, just really taking it all in. And that's one thing you got, as far as your own family, you have to really just dig deep to find out stuff because sometimes there's five members that might do the same exact thing you're doing, and that could be stronger because, I mean, don't they always say the song that prays together stays together or the frown that grinds together stays together too? And that's really how you got to do it because at the end of the day, you help to build a family name as a whole unit. So, again, man, it was definitely a pleasure being there and taking it all in. And then come back here and then realizing that where I'm at in good old Funky Town 4, for those that know what Funky Town is, that we got a long way to go. Long way to go on some stuff. And if people just come together on stuff, it'd be so much different. So another thing I want to go into as well, from the previous week, man, I know this happened after all the shows from last week. LeBron James is back in Cleveland. What the heck? I'm sitting here, I'm scratching my head because, yes, I mean, they kept having talks about him being there and be a strong possibility, but you know how they like to spin stuff in the news. But when it comes true, the thing that, you know, because of all the overhype of it possibly happening, it was too good to be true and it happened, it just was just a lot to take in. You're like, what the heck? This dude really did go up to Cleveland. So, wow. It's a bit interesting thing. And this the letter he put out was pretty cool. You know, I'll be honest, I gave LeBron a hard time when he was with the whole entire time in Miami. I was in on the joke, everything. But I have always said, it wasn't necessarily that I hate LeBron. I hate the Heat. So you play for the Heat, you're helping them. I hate you for a moment. But at the end of the day, you know, still in the back of my head, yeah, I wanted him to do something, but he's like, oh, God, you're helping the Heat by winning. So he's back home, and just to see how it is, man. Like, I challenge a lot of people in the industry to go back home to where you were from originally and go build your brand there, too. A lot of y'all, you know, because things don't happen as quick as you want them to go, you leave and go to some bigger city where everybody's doing something that's oversaturated. And, yeah, you make some moves, but really to me, the way you prove that you're really doing something is when you leave when you make those moves in a big city and you come back to your hometown and you make some noise, make some stuff happen. That's when you impress me. So, yeah, it's cool to, like, everybody go out to New York or go out to L.A. or go out to Atlanta, you know, whatever. That's cool and all. But what do you do? But at what point in time do you take your grind back and make something happen in your own city? And if you when you go back, you can't think it's going to magically happen overnight because it didn't happen while you were there. So you got to take your time. And that's when you're going back to somewhere where it's not as prevalent, you have to take your time and let it grow. So, man, I tell people all the time, like, for me personally, helping grow my hometowns or what my mindset is, because everybody, I feel it's an easy route to go move to Atlanta and New York and L.A. Why can't you just, like, travel there and make some moves and then go back and take that stuff you learned and help your own place? That's just a little bit of some food for thought to start to show off, man, you know, because I'll be just really starting a positive vibe at the beginning of the week. And shout out to them cotton and windmills and them rattlesnakes that is in the way. Yes, man, we're going to go into some music, and then we come back, man. We're going to chop it up some more, man. We got a special guest coming through, my girl Black Dahlia. You will be in the show today. So, man, can't wait to chop it up with her. And notice I put mogul. Y'all going to find out why I call her a mogul instead of model or artist or whatever. You'll find out soon. All right, we're going to go into this track with my girl Remedy, the franchise. It's a spoil, and we'll be back.
Yeah, man. It's your girl, Remedy, the franchise. Step on for you. Misunderstood on this track. Yeah.
Mama's so bad, I'ma put that on ya. Putting out the black car, yeah, that's all her. She can be my shopaholic. How she do it, I can't call it. Cause she gets what she wants. She buy out anything she wants. She buy out, I ain't tryna front. Buy out, whatever she wants, she can have it all.
Won't last if they ain't got cash. Cause I need to know, I can throw it in the bag. Tell me no, I don't understand that. So I'm so spoiled, he called me a brat. But we know I can put my own weight.
When I blow it out, like my birthday. Coming on the strip with my Louis bag. Then I thought about it and put my Louis bag. When they got my bestie out the bag, just to match my nails and a jacket on my bag. I'm so fresh, I got to buy it out. Look at my neck, I got to ice up. I show stuff, so see what I'm felt. Slugging like mine, just bring the cash up.
Mama's so bad, I'ma put that on ya. Putting out the black car, yeah, that's all her. She can be my shopaholic. How she do it, I can't call it. Cause she gets what she wants. She fly out anything she wants. She fly out, I ain't tryna front. Fly out, whatever she wants, she can have it all.
Okay, I like to shop till I drop. But I never drop, so the street never stop. Fiend for the boots and the heels, I'm a junkie. When it comes to rocking my check, I go
dummy.
I know he love me, yeah, I know he love me. When he get that paper, he ain't handing it from me. Want me to sparkle like a battle with a bubbly. Send me on my way to come home looking lovely. Call him the hubby, I'm such a boss though. He cover any extra cost if I got it though. It's no problem, I gotta work though. Cause if he ever come short, I'ma need more. Friday night and I just got dead. Hit it to the mall, just see what I said. No fits, I'm about to get lit. Friday hit 10 to get some new tips.
Mama's so bad, I'ma put that on ya. Putting out the black car, yeah, that's all her. She can be my shopaholic. How she do it, I can't call it. Cause she gets what she wants. She fly out anything she wants. She fly out, I ain't tryna front. Fly out, whatever she wants, she can have it all.
I get what I want. Oh,
that
I get what I want.
What the hell she staring at
me? I get
me for?
What I want.
She must not understand.
I get what I want. Without a tantrum, had to romance them. If you really bossing, ladies, just the anthem. My pretty girl swagged out, get your hands up. Say jack step, I'ma need y'all to stand jack.
Cause we get what we want. While these other chicks can't get what they want.
Yeah.
Cause we get what we want. While these other chicks can't get what they want.
She
gets what she wants. She buy out anything she wants. She buy out, I ain't tryna front. Buy out whatever she wants, she can have it. I'm so bad, I'ma put that on ya. Putting out the black car, yeah, that's all her. She can be my shopaholic. How she do it, I can't call it. Cause she buy out. She buy out.
Walk in the club, me and my thug, you know what's up. We bout to turn up in the VIP, got drinks, got weed. See a bad bitch, and she all on me, all on me, all on me, all on me. She all on me, all on me, all on me, all on me. She all on me. Walk in the club, me and my thug, you know what's up. All on me, she on me. All on me, yeah. All on me. I'm in this bitch, looking good like a million bucks. Gone off the loud, got me turned up. Shawty DTL, so she gotta fuck. We in the club, getting naked like we bout to fuck. You know I'm scrapped up, I ain't even tripping. Got my squad with me, so you know we winning. I ain't looking for no problems. But if you want war, you know my nigga got the chopper. Shawty on me, but you know I had to pass it to my team. I ain't worried about it, bitch, you know I like green. But she all on me.
In the club, me and my thug, you know what's up. We bout to turn up in the VIP. Got drinks, got weed. See a bad bitch, and she all on me. All on me, all on me, all on me. She all on me. Me and my thug, you know what's up. We bout to turn up in the VIP. Got drinks, got weed. See a bad bitch, just she all on me. All on me.
All on me.
All on me.
All on me.
All on me.
All on me.
All on me.
Freeze, money all on me. And they don't know it, pussy all on me. And they don't know it, keep it all on the D. They don't know it cause I buried me a G. And they won't know it, it's the same old store. Same old sales, from the same old niggas. But the same old sales, from the same old times. From the same old jail, nigga, do
what you do. It's the same old smell, my nigga, my nigga. Made right, the diamonds run my neck flash like a flashlight.
Walk in the club, me and my thug, you know what's up. We bout to turn up in the VIP, got drenched out weed. See a bad bitch, and she all on me, all on me, all on me, all on me. She all on me, all on me, all on me, all on me. She all on me. Walk in the club, me and my thug, you know what's up. We bout to turn up.
All right, welcome back. Welcome back, everybody, to Life at Dusk Live. Your boy, Ceddy J. That was my girl, Remy the Franchise is Spoiled. Followed by 100 Bands featuring Ben Freezy, R on Me. Yes. So, hold on. Yeah, so we got my special guest coming to the show in just a bit. And also, I'm going to remind people of Human Canvas, Human Canvas Submission. Trying to submit to Human Canvas, make sure your stuff, if you're trying to go for this, coming up issue, make sure your stuff is in by the 20th, because the 20th is the 20th. The 20th is the 20th. All right, now, I've already got one of the ones I got so far, man. It's very, very hot, so I can't wait to see where it was at the thing. And, yeah, man, we're going to figure out who's going to be the cover, right? Yeah. Man, and another thing I want to definitely go in on that I did not chance to talk about was the contest we have coming up. We have some contests coming up. It's going to be for both. It's going to be for artists, models, and fans. There's three different contests. And you will be just pay this. All you gotta do is go to my Facebook, which is at Ceddy J Dusk on Facebook, facebook.com/Ceddy J Dusk. Or you just go to my fan page, facebook.com/DTHEDuskT. Go there, you'll be able to like the page in there. And also, you can check it out on Twitter, on Human Canvas Mag on Twitter. All right, man. I see we got a special guest in the building. So, without further ado, and welcome to the show. For the first time, my girl, Black Dahlia. What's up? What's up?
What's going on this year?
Not much. Oh, man. Had made a little quick trip this weekend. It was definitely worthwhile.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, I'm in the building. Glad to have you.
Thanks for having me.
So, yes,
what's
man.
What's going on?
So, another man, it's a pleasure having you. Of course, I've told you, a lot of people have seen how I put on there, why I go up the idea of putting a mogul. Well, you're going to find out all out in a second why I chose mogul for her instead of just saying what she does, because it's like with me, I call myself the media mogul because you can't really say, well, he does this. It's like it's hard to put me in a bubble. So I understand how it is.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
Off the back, man, let everybody know. Oh, first off, the name Black Dahlia. What came about for you to come to this name, and especially spell it your unique way?
First of all, I spell it uniquely because I'm a unique person, but I chose Black Dahlia because the effect is, partial black, so I call myself a beautiful black queen that I am, and I get Dahlia from my flower. That's my favorite flower. Everybody think I got it from the murders of Black Dahlia and all that. That's not it. That's not correct.
don't know. You see, that's why you always, and that's why you always find out instead of, cause that's what they always say. If you assume, you make an ass out of you and me. So that's why you always ask the questions, people.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Now, where are you originally from, and where are you repping? Now, cause I know you be mainly stomping in North Kakalaki now, but where are you originally
from? I'm originally from Philadelphia.
I'm originally from up top too. Of course I am.
Yeah, I'm originally from Jersey.
Not so Trenton. Uh-huh. So I'm like 45 minutes away from where you from.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. But I you just said, I reside in North Carolina now. I've been here for about 4 or 5 years now, and stuff. But I represent both up north and down south because I'm in between. I spent 15 years up north, 15 years down south. So, I call myself an in-betweener.
Now, just kind of looking at the industry at large from an up top perspective and down south perspective, what do you notice right off the bat that kind of stands out in each versus the other?
What was it based on? You say either was it music or the modeling award or just in general?
Just the entertainment industry at large.
Well, I can relate from different perspectives because I am a model and I'm also an artist. And so it's different. You have your sets of what life they have up north. I'm not saying up north women are not thick, you know, but down south women are way thicker than up north women or whatever. And you
mm-hmm.
have different guys that like different shapes, different sizes or whatever. So down here they cater to more of the thicker side, and well, up north is starting to grow on that side as well. You know, it's been going on maybe a couple of years, not as long as down south has been, but you know, it's finally becoming that, you know, women can do it too. And I ain't talking about like no regular type of thick woman. I'm talking about like women with curves, with extra meat, you know. So that's in that field. Music wise, it's totally different as well too, because you have the down south music and you have the up north type music as well. But both is collided. So I ain't gonna sit here and say that it's definitely stuffy. It's both combining now, because you have a lot of artists, indie artists and major artists, that's really connected with both up north and down south. So, you know, it's coming together.
Okay, so kind of tell us how did you get your start in the industry? Because I know the background story that, you know, you
mm-hmm.
actually started in music first, and then modeling kind of
mm-hmm.
happened during that time. Kind of explain that story.
Exactly. Okay, well, I fell into the modeling. I went to Texas about 2 years ago, and I went to go host a couple of parties for the All-Star Weekend as an artist. But there was this guy.
Okay, so you was in my area. I was hosting a couple of parties for that too, for All-Star too.
Okay. You know, so I was down there and hosted a couple of parties and stuff like that. And then there's this guy who saw, you know, who seen me, and he liked the way I looked and that I was different, the way I dressed and everything. So he was like, he wanted to do a shoot with me. Just a test shoot or whatever. So I was like, okay, cool. And then let's do it. I'm not going to go with it. And wherever they have the offer, so I went in and we did those photos, and that's how I kind of fell into it. A lot of people started noticing me more because, I mean, I've been taking pictures, but not like I'm taking pictures now. You know what I'm saying? So when they saw those pictures, it was like, oh, you should do this. You know, you should be a model, or you thought about doing this or that. Hey, you know what? I'm going to just use this to brand my my company, and myself, period. So that's how I actually fell in for it, because of Nine. The dude who actually did it, my photography is Nine Productions. So I say I would thank him, because he's the one that actually, you know, made me think about it.
Okay, now before I get more into your company, that goes to the reason why I called you the mogul instead of calling you by any particular part of the industry. Because this is Model Month, and for us, we every year we call Dust Model Month. It's the fifth annual one, so it's always a whole month where people learn something from people that's making some moves in it. One of the big questions I want to ask you, as far as what you had to deal with, how do you deal with having an alternative look in the industry where sometimes people don't accept it all the time?
I have a don't care attitude. I ain't going to lie. You have to have tough skin, and either side of entertainment you choose to do, you're going to have tough skin, because you're going to have those people who's going to judge you or don't understand you. So I ain't going to say judge. I'm going to say that they don't understand me. And I understand that they don't understand me, but I don't care if they don't understand me, because I'm still going to do what I do at the end of the day, because what I do is what gets me to where I need to be and where I want to be. So I just deal with it. I don't let it bother me. Now, I'm not going to lie. Like, the beginning, yes, I have. You know, I get in my little moment. But then I have to realize that if I stay at my moments, I won't get nothing achieved. I won't get nothing done. So I decided, like, you know what, this is who I am, and I'm going to show the world who I am, whether they like it or not. Because I tell a person real quick, if you don't like it, you can unfriend me, or I unfriend you. It really doesn't matter, because there's a lot of more people that really want to follow me and support who I am. So I just don't have that don't care type of mentality when it comes to what I want to do, you know, and what people think about me, because I don't care. Because one day you may see me sophisticated, you know, classy, sassy. One day you might see me eye candy up, you know, half naked, whatever. And it's in between. I have different characters, you know. However I feel for the day, that's what I'm going to do. For the hair down to the clothing. So.
Now, one thing I would strip off is with your tattoos, like, speaking of the alternative discussion, with your tattoos, you tend to have a special theme you go with, in which you kind of do a lot of cartoon characters. You know, everybody always want the, you know, the same old tattoos, which to me, I feel that tattoos are art, so express yourself the way you would do for a canvas of any sort. And I'll explain the idea you would decide to just keep going with these different tattoos. Like, you got, like, pop-up girls, Merce, and all that kind of stuff.
First of all, I got my tattoo ideas for my children. You know, a lot of people don't know that I have children, because I try to keep that, privately, but less private. I don't like my kids to be a main feature of what I'm doing or whatever, but I get my ideas from my children. You know, my daughters, they like Rainbow Bright, which I have. My youngest daughter, she loves the Powerpuff Girl. And my son, you know, I'm going to get something from my son soon, you know. But all my tattoos are basically inspired of my children and what I grew up on. And I see on a daily basis, like you said, I've seen girls with Winnie the Pooh. I've seen other stuff that I just don't. To me, it's all the same, and I'm not as the same person. I'm me. I'm black, so I just decided to do something totally different. And so I took the ideas on what my children said, and honestly, it helps me brand myself, because everybody knows me now. Like, that's the girl with the Powerpuff. Because if they don't remember my name, they're gonna remember my tattoo.
Yeah, because, I mean, some people, they got the same tattoos. Like you said, you actually got tattoos that actually match your personality and what, like you said, what you grew up of. A lot of people, they got like money signs on them and they ain't making no money. Like, how you got money signs? How you got dollar bills on you, but you always asking somebody to come borrow a dollar? Like,
there
what they do that at? Like, let me hold a dollar,
mind,
man.
On the face.
Right. How you got a cross? How you got a cross on you? But you Islamic. Like, what they do? Come on, man. They just be doing whatever.
The people, you know, especially in the industry wise, they want, especially women. Women want to look like other women. They want to do what other women are doing who've already been established. My thing is, if you're trying to establish yourself, have creative of your own ways. You know what I'm saying? Have your own thing to stand you out for people like, oh, okay. You know what I'm saying? They put you against her, and they're like, okay, I know her because she got this. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't really see people with that. I don't see women rocking stuff like that or got those type of tattoos. So, you know, that's just me. So that's why I do what I do. And I have, you know, I always just hear my, I could be nice and, you know what I'm saying, cool and chill. One day I can be wild and free, and I can be mean as hell. It depends on how I feel for the day.
And
or
you got that chemical
off.
X in you. You can't get back chemical X. You got to add that in there, too.
Exactly. So, it's you know, that's just who I am, you know. I'm just me, and I'm always going to be me, and I'm always going to do stuff out the norm, because normal to me is boring.
Exactly. Have you always, was there ever a point in time where you weren't comfortable with yourself? Because we've all had, a lot of us have had those times before where we're kind of like, because, you know, everybody see you like, oh, man, you just be acting like yourself all the time, turn up and whatever. But I haven't always been comfortable with myself.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, were you, did you ever have that point with yourself as well?
When I was younger, I did, you know, when I was much, a little bit younger, you know. Well, actually, I'll say when I had my second child, I was like, okay, because my body started looking, you know, a regular woman, you know, after she gave birth or whatever, it started to lose weight and stuff like that. So you start to question yourself about things, and confidence started to go down a little bit. But then I realized, I was like, this is who I am. You know what I'm saying? I'm proud of what I got, you know. I might not look like those girls on those videos or nothing like that, but hey, this is who I am, and all my fans like me for who I am, so I'm going to give it to them 100%. You know, I like in my photos, I don't really do all this brush and make my skin look like I don't have no scars at all, which I hardly don't, to be honest. But, you know, I try to keep it real because when people see me in person, it won't look too different. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, oh, okay. You know, when they see me, they're like, oh, shit, you really do look like the person in your photos. I'm like, yeah, because I don't want to mess with nobody's eye. You know, I always want to be true to my fans. So, but that confidence, I only lacked it for a little bit, and it wasn't long. It didn't last long.
Like I definitely got to say, you just touched on something. I don't understand, like, these magazines that's trying to have models in their magazine, they plan on booking, and it drives, like you just said, it drives me nuts to see you booking this chick, and then she come to your event, and she don't look the same way anymore.
Exactly.
It confuses the heck out of me. It's like, are you be confused, you be looking like, you be having a mean mug on your face, like, you was a car.
Oh,
okay, what's her?
Her. Okay, she looked totally different in her pictures. So, you know, when I did a couple of shows before, you know, when people see me, when the people was at a club when I perform and stuff, they was like, yo, you really do look like the person in your, you know, the shape, your complexion and everything. And I'm like, yeah, I don't do a lot of touch-up. You know what I'm saying? So I keep it 100, and I'm very proud. I'm very proud of my body. You know, I'm just not, you know, maybe I just feel like I'm not built to be like the other type of females, and I'm not about to sit out here and spend no money to try to please nobody. You know what I'm saying? I keep it real with everybody. So it is what it is. If I'm going to do something, it's going to be for me. It's not going to be because what the world think I should look like. Me being the CEO of my own business, I have to keep it 100. And all the girls that come, you know, that wants to be up under me and, you know, for me to imagine and represent my team, you know, I tell them, hey, I like all colors. I like all shapes. Sizes, short hair, long hair, dark skin, light skin, white. I don't care what you are, as long as you're dedicated and you're confident about yourself, let's get it in. So, and I think that's rare in the world when it comes to people who's trying to do their business because they think that all women should be shaped this size or look this certain way. No, I want everybody to be recognized in their own, you know, unique way.
And you kind of touch something. You know, that's what I like about yourself, too, is that you don't, because I hate this when people are trying to attract people from all realms, from different realms, like you said, mm-hmm. race and size. They always go trying to do something, be something or not. Like, I hate using the phrase, it's stupid, but when people quote unquote try to act white to try to get white people to, or they try to whiten their image or whatever to get white people to like them. Like,
mm-hmm.
that doesn't – I got to tell you all the time, like, it's funny how I say this stuff, so me, I say it, but I said, why you have always liked me however I am? And I don't have to
mm-hmm.
ask
exactly.
white per se to get their attention.
You're right, though. And I'm just saying that. But that's just how the world is built sometimes. That's how the people make it. You know what I'm saying? So – like I said, I keep it 100. You know, whether you like me or not, I'm still going to do what Black going to do at the beginning of the day and at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm. End of the day, you still got that melanin running all through you.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, let me stop crying. Some people can start listening to the show and go, oh, no, don't he get started on that? Oh, man. Now you were kind of like you were talking about being a CEO or whatnot. What kind of led mm-hmm. you in the move of starting your own company of reaching out to give love to other artists and models? Because some people, you know, we talked about this earlier in the show about people being selfish and not reaching out to people to make stuff happen where they're at and doing it as a cohesive unit. Like, what was that point that led you doing that and how have you been so successful in it so far?
Well, personally, me, like I said, I love women and men from all sizes, you know, all colors or whatever. And like I said, it's very rare that you see what I'm doing, what my team is doing. It's very rare that you see that because I feel like if I see potential in a person and the person is very dedicated, you know, I'm like, hey, if you think you got what it takes, you know what I'm saying, we can get it popping. We can do this thing. Because only thing I require is to be loyal, you know what I'm saying, honest and dedicated and invest in yourself. That's all I require. And, you know, I do 50%, you do 50%. Let's meet me halfway. We can do this. And so I give everybody chances. I'm not going to sit here and say I'm trying to have this big-ass movement or whatever, excuse my language, but this big old type of movement.
Oh, you're fine.
But, you know, if I see people, like, especially on my Facebook pages, a lot of people hit me up in my inbox. You know, I have a lot of women that inbox me on a daily basis thanking me about what I'm doing or how I'm going about the situation because they told me previous things where back in the past where because of their size and their self-esteem, people, like, turn them down because they ain't this certain height, this certain, you know, weight or whatever. And it was like, well, I see that you get that. You dedicate yourself to all sizes. I'm like, yes. And as you can tell, all my models are very different. We got skinny. You know, I had a white chick or whatever. And, you know, I got a dark chick, a light-skinned chick, a mixed chick. I got a BBW. So it's very various in my team. And a lot of women appreciate that, and men. Men appreciate that, too. But it was like, well, you know, you have the type of company that every man can go to and be like, okay, well, I like this model. I like this model. You know, you have certain men that like different categories of a model. You know what I'm saying? They like the skinny, they like the big chick, they like the thick chick, they like the white chick, they like the black chick, the mixed chick. So I cater to every person, and that's why my company is coming the way it is. It's growing the way it is, and people actually starting to recognize it of what it is because of what I'm doing, because I'm doing it totally different.
Nigga, shout out to Sara Diaz, Lord. It's like, hey, I'm throwing the model card right now. I'm like, hey, like I'm looking like Uncle Sam on the poster. We want you.
Yeah, that's my cousin. That's my blood cousin. You know, that's half of the team are my family, to be honest with you. And then I got some other half that's not. You know, but Star, she is my first cousin. And she, you know, at first she was iffy on about being a model because, you know, about her body wise, you know. So I had to let her know, like, hey, just be confident, you know what I'm saying? Everybody likes different, you know, different shapes and sizes and different colors or whatever. And plus she's a fashion designer, so it's like she's my model, but she's also my fashion designer. She's on her own fashion label, put her out there so she can get it popping with herself, you know. So everybody's starting to grow on Star. You know, everybody's starting to grow on everybody else that's in my team as far as the model wise.
I mean, you've been picking them, man. I see your feed, like, yeah. Iridis, I'm like,
they're busy.
I've been telling you that in North Carolina, got them, man.
I stay busy, you know, like Chrisette Shells, I did a shoot with her yesterday, the new picture that I put up yesterday, well, last night of her, and a lot of people been hitting me up by her because she's thick and she's short. You know, she's shorter than me. I'm 5'2". Chrisette is only 5". You know, so when they see her, you know, I get reaction and this here and that there, and, you know, and I've been knowing Chrisette for about three years now. And she, you know, she being one to be on the team. So I put her on there and get her rolling, and everybody's starting to like her, you know what I'm saying?
All right. I don't know what the heck is happening to me. Somebody beamed me up like an alien came and abducted me for a second. What the heck is happening?
But, like I'm going to tell you now, I have two other models that's one in Georgia, Keita, and then I have Stefani. She's out there in Texas. So I'm trying to expand everywhere, just not in North Carolina. You know, I'm trying to make this company recognize everybody, you know, they notice me everywhere. I love working with people as long as they like working with me, as long as they keep it 100 with me, we can get along. You know what I'm saying? So you don't have to be here in North Carolina to rep me and be up under me. Because I like it everywhere. Because I want to be able to go to your city and we can get it in together. You know, we can network and promote together. So that's how I look at it. I'm not closed-minded when it comes to my business.
Yeah, and I am putting you on blast. I'm putting her on blast right here on the show. Y'all know how to do it, man, because that's the power we have in the show that we see that black. We wait for Black Diaries being one of these issues, man. We're waiting for you. It's like, okay, I'm going to catch my hair. It's like, I would quit. She's like when you go to Sam's and they got all those samples around Sam's and you take the sample, mm-hmm. You're like, oh, okay. Like, she keeps giving us samples. I'm like, man, can we get, you know, where are we going to get the whole thing from Sam's, man? So we waiting, man. We waiting for you.
I'm coming. Don't worry about that. I got you on that.
You're gonna make me get my grandpa voice to you. Get your behind over there. Yeah. We'll go to one of your old songs real quick, mm-hmm. and then come back. All right, so we're gonna go to this how fitting. Daisy Dukes and Tattoos will be back.
Okay.
Hi, Archie. Baby dupes and tattoos, lazy dupes and tattoos. Bad bitch, big hip, red bottles from Jimmy Choo. Lazy dupes and tattoos, lazy dupes and tattoos. Bad bitch, big hip, red bottles from Jimmy Choo. You see them tags all on my back. My lazy dupes look painted on it, compliments my ass. Lazy dupes and tattoos, lazy dupes and tattoos. Bad bitch, big hip, red bottles from Jimmy Choo.
Calling Messy Mondays, and see, I've been calling Mondays Hot After Dusk Mondays, so we deal in hot news and hotness. So see, I be charting stuff before everybody else, man. I gotta always hit to start everything, but I guess, man. So start on the mess side. We gonna be a little messy, in which we're gonna. As far as who is your favorite photographer that you have worked with so far? And I know y'all hate me when I ask y'all that, but that's what I do. I ask the questions that y'all hate.
Oh, it's fine with me. It's fine with me because I'm straight 100. Okay. I would say nine. Nine would be my favorite photographer that I've worked with so far before I work with my boyfriend now. So it would be nine.
Now, and what do you like about his work most? It kind of stands out to you.
It if he was very, first of all, he was very professional, you know, because I was butt-ass naked in front of him. And, you know, I ain't going to talk about the past photographers I dealt with, but nine keep it straight 100, because he'd be around a lot of models, you know, strippers, any type of entertainers. He has seen butt nakedness all the time. So he just kept it 100. I was very comfortable with him. He made me very, you know, comfortable, you know, music, you know, playing, and, you know, just to get my mind at ease, because this was my first time actually, you know, doing, you know, pictures like that. So he made it very comfortable for me all around, talk-wise, let me know what poses I need to do, what I was doing wrong. So that's why. That's why I like working with Knox.
Now, as far as the hairstyles you picked so far, because you had so many different colors, like, I think it's 9 colors in the rainbow that you've missed now. What's your favorite one? Well, what's the favorite one you went with so far?
Oh, my goodness. That's hard.
I told you. I asked the question you asked.
You're right. You got me on that one, because I like all my colors of my, you know, my hairstyle. But I will honestly say it will be my blue.
I knew it. I called it.
Yes, blue. That would be my favorite one. The blue weave that I've worn.
Okay. Now, as far as if you had to think of the most embarrassing thing you've ever done on a set or in the studio or wherever, what would it be?
The most what I've done?
The most embarrassing thing that you've done in the studio or on set, whatever. On stage. And put it this, I can't say I've heard it all, because that's not, I think I heard it all in here. Somebody already say something real outlandish that I did not see coming.
I would say two incidents. Okay, my first one was, I ain't going to say it was my fault, but the first one, when I performed in front of Rock Band Chante, legendary, you know, woman I grew up on, I performed in front of her, and there was this person, this DJ, and he was just amping up the crowd, and he made me forget my words at the beginning, but I
can't.
Yeah, because he was, well, she was so amped. You know, I mean, you know, that's what she was saying. And I was like, okay, I'm trying to go over it, but she was so loud. This video is on YouTube. You can tell, but I still feel in the place. But to me, that was so embarrassing, because I'm like, you were so amped that I couldn't even, you know, I'm worried about her, so I couldn't even keep my words out. And that was through my Daisy Dukes tattoo, to be exact.
Oh, perfect segue.
she was so loud. Oh my gosh, she was. It was crazy, because like when people look at the video, they was like, "Yo, I couldn't even really enjoy the beginning of your show, because the DJ was so amped, you know." And I was like, "Oh, don't worry about it." And then my second one is that I farted in the studio. I ain't gonna lie. So
was your fart on one of the songs?
Just like you beating drum. Okay, it is what it is.
Okay. Oh, so that was a sound I heard on Days to Do Some Tattoos. I thought I heard a fart and stuff.
I
was like, it sounds like somebody's farting.
No. No, thank you. It was all a totally different song. But yeah, I sure did.
Okay.
You know,
I'm about to listen to that now. I'm going to go see what song is the fart. What song is the song you fart? No.
But those are my embarrassing moments, as far as like studio wise and my performance wise.
Yeah, that. That That's going to be my hair for a while.
I was like, oh, my God, she's so fucking me up. Came through.
All right, so I see we got a call. I'm going to open up that line. All of you on Life at Dusk Live, your boy Ceddie J, your special guest Black Dahlia. What's up?
Good evening. How are you? This is Anaya.
What's up? How you doing?
I'm good. I tuned in because my Diva Carter Blue told me about the show, and I was like, well, let me check it out and see what's going on over there. So.
Ah, so you're the person that just added me on Facebook. You know, I always be in those things. Okay, I'm going to confirm that request. It'd be crazy. Now, I'm going to tell you why I've always had to be, how to sort of be careful when I add people. Because some
of
these guys, they see the magazine covers, and they're like, what's up, baby? What's good with you? You going to let me holler at you? I'm like,
come on, man.
This is the magazine cover.
Right.
They don't never – why? I don't understand this. If you're so thirsty, do the research. Hit the about tab and look and see what it says. If it says a male,
exactly,
then you need to cut it out.
Right. And it's like, really, seriously, people? I'm like, how can you not see that? Because even the magazine cover, there's a guy at the top and girl at the bottom. So at some point, there's a guy there. So it's like, come on now.
And so, what do you have a question you want to ask her?
Well, with your modeling and everything that you're doing, what is your ultimate goal?
My ultimate goal is really, I'm gonna be totally honest, as I always be, but I want my brand. I don't want to be signed to no major, nobody major. I want this independently. This is mine.
Right.
So you know, I brand myself for my company. So that is my biggest goal. You know, if people to recognize me and want to, you know, come and rock with my family, my team, you know, my company like that, that's a blessing to me. So that would be it for me. That's my goal. As far as modeling, music, and wherever else that I do, that's my goal.
Awesome.
That's good to hear. Now everybody always wants to have to be signed to the majors. And my problem is not being signed to the majors. It's people that get signed and then they get lazy. They think that the work is over.
There you go.
And the work has just begun, which is even crazier. The work, like when you're in a major label, like your work has just begun, and your job is to, you know, not just please the record label, but please your fans. Like, girl, talk, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And people forget that they're like, well, I'm just gonna make sure that you know, I work, you know, do what this label says. I'm like, but the same token, you want to make sure that what got you there is going to keep you there. Hello.
Exactly.
Dane Dad said something about that. He was talking about how, you know, a lot of these artists, you know, and yeah, he owned a major record label, but still, him breaking it down to you is the effect of a lot of these artists that's making money, especially now because of the internet being so accessible to do stuff and whatnot. Artists are making out, like, it drives me nuts, like people like Chief Keef, who was making hand over fist money before he got signed and stuff. And once you get signed these major labels, you gotta pay
all these
different people before you get checked, before you get paid.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I'm not gonna lie, I'm stingy when it comes to that area, because I put it to you like this. I'm like, okay, why would I wanna be signed to someone major and then I have to do this, you know, issue out this year, pay for the stylist, pay for the production, pay for the videos, and do this. See, everything I just named, I got in my company. Everything is in-house. I don't pay nobody to do my photography work. I don't pay nobody to make my production, because my boyfriend does all that. Fashion stylist, my cousin does it. I have a personal assistant my cousin do. I have artists. So everything is in-house. You know, we
right.
all build as a family. We
mm-hmm.
all sit in the pot. And if we want to travel together, we all can go in the pot and do what we need to do, go hit these cities up, go hit these clubs up. We do that, you know, and we have equal money. It's nothing, you know, we have
right.
to keep paying out in this and the third.
Right, and that's what's important.
Mm-hmm.
It's being able
exactly.
to do things like on your own and
exactly.
being able to say that this is mine.
There you go. There you go. So that's why I can't be fine up under nobody else. I mean, I'm not going to sit. Back in the day, I used to dream of that, but then as I got older, I was like, you know what? I'm going to build my own empire.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what you want to do. You want people to say, you know, who's Black Dahlia, you know?
Exactly.
You know, I want to be one day, I want to own my own, you know, I've been really thinking about it. I'm going to own my own left shoe store, like all of a sudden left shoes for the people
mm-hmm.
that are on this. Yeah, you know, because, you know, when you go to the store, when you go to like Foot Locker, they always got the right shoe. So I'm going to sell the left shoe so, you know, you can go take your Hill Liquor Foot Locker, get the right shoe, and I got the matching one in my store I sell for you. See?
Interesting.
That's how I'm going to do it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, excuse me. Well, I try to post on my Facebook wall every day. Whatever you feel that you can do and you know that you can do it, do it. Don't let nobody stop you. I don't give a damn what type of dream you have. People might think
mm-hmm.
it's crazy. But do what you do. If you feel like you have what it takes to do it, do it. And have faith and be humble about it and be very patient. Because it's going to take patience in your game.
I think
yes.
that's the biggest thing about it is having faith and being humble because a lot of artists
exactly.
will get to a certain level, even independent artists. You know, I'm the hottest in my city, in your city. You just said that, in your city. It's a
you,
big
okay,
word
no,
out
but,
here. If you're the hottest in your city and I don't know who you are, it's because I don't know who you are and you just make yourself known. But don't get
exactly.
cocky because you're the hottest in your city.
Exactly. Oh, my God. You need to tell these people that here in this area where I'm at because everybody is so stuck, oh, I'm the hottest rapper in Fayetteville, or blase, blase. My thing is, you say you're the hottest rapper in Fayetteville. You're
mm-hmm.
the hottest rapper globally or internationally or whatever, state
mm-hmm.
whatever. You know what I'm saying? So I tell
yeah,
all
some
people
they get on the radio, on the mainstream radio one time, and they think they did
mm-hmm.
something. And they song ain't even in rotation like that.
Right. After they paid for spins, by the way, just saying.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, I tell
right.
everybody, I don't want to be local. I don't want to be local. I want to be global.
Exactly.
All right, so as you get ready to come to close here, I want
uh-huh.
you to kind of give the quick version of if I'm a model or I'm a person who's thinking about getting into modeling. What are the necessary things I need to do before I even decide to make that first step?
Well, I can't speak for every other company, but I can only speak for mine. First thing I ask these women or male, I don't have no male, you know, models, but hopefully I will soon. But right now, all the women that come to me, the first thing I ask is like, are you dedicated? Are you dedicated? Are you willing to invest in yourself? Are you comfortable with your body? Because I can't deal with insecurity. I'm not your mama, and I'm not going to sit here and reassure you that whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You have to have this already. You know, you have to be confident when you step in. When you inbox me, email me, call me, be confident.
Right.
That those are the keys to getting my company. You know, and be unique. Don't be like nobody else. There's, you know, there's too many women out here who's trying to be other women. You have to be yourself. You know, God made you. He made you with the same Nicki Minaj or the same Keisha Dior or all the other models that's out here in the female rap. You have to be yourself because I'm not looking for that. I'm looking for you. I want to know what you can bring to the table.
Most definitely. Well,
exactly.
Let everybody know. We on here in the show instead of saying follow, because anybody can follow you, but once they follow you, they don't really do nothing. We had
mm-hmm.
how can they stalk you? Because the stalker, you think of a stalker, they're the people that they follow you and they go to your page, they share your stuff, they liking it, if you put a CD out, they going to get the CD. They do whatever they got to do to say, hey, I'm here and I'm supporting you. So how can people
stop
them? Nice. I like that one.
Exactly.
Yes, that's the original here.
I have
to. You heard that here first.
I like that.
Right.
Yeah, so we're, let everybody know the links they can stalk you at.
Okay, y'all can stalk me at Facebook,
right.
Of course, Black Dahlia. You can stalk me at Twitter at Black Dahlia 82, SoundCloud at Black Dahlia, and Instagram, The Black Dahlia. And you can go to my website, you know, www.blackdahlia.com. So everything is simple, Black Dahlia or Black Dahlia 82. So that's where everybody can stalk me at.
All right. I think that's simple. We put. And go ahead, Ed and I, since you are in the building, go ahead and let everybody know how you can find. I know you have a show as well in here. Let everybody know about your show and how they can catch it.
Definitely. I am on Next Legacy Radio, and we're actually doing our final week of broadcasting. We're actually closing down the station as a Sunday after 7 years of broadcasting. But tomorrow we're going to be on air. We're going to have a lot of amazing female artists coming on, and Ladies Night Wednesday is my show, and we are celebrating HFL Magazine. So you can follow me on Twitter at DanaYaAzure. Check out the Facebook page, facebook.com, Danaya Designs for You, or check my website out, www.danayaazure.com. And if you missed all that, just Google Danaya Azure. I promise everything will pop up.
It's so hard to say goodbye. I'm going to be singing tomorrow. Yesterday.
Well, I want to shout you out for having me on the show tonight. I want to shout out the guy, you know, and to the lady that's online who, you know, called to ask questions. You know, I appreciate that. And shout out to my Belladonna team and my fans. I love my fans. And without my fans, I wouldn't do what I'm doing. So those are my shout outs.
All right. We appreciate you for coming through. Definitely.
You're welcome.
We'll be calling you out. Because the team, we ready for your team to come take over. So take over some of the pages. So yeah, there you go. They called out. All right, y'all. Two man, we get ready rolling out, man. Y'all miss any parts of the show? You can check it out at blogtalkradio.com/SteadyJ. And that's CEDDY letter J. Also, man, we got three contests coming up. So pay attention to my Facebook feed. Go to facebook.com/TheDustSpot, TheDustSpot. Like the page and pay attention really closely. You can even go to the Human Canvas Mag on Twitter by going to Human Canvas Mag. It's spelled exactly how it is, no special spelling. And then also, it'd be on Google Plus too. So pay attention. There's three different contests. There's one for artists, one for models, and one for fans. And trust me, it's definitely worth it. When you see, you're going to go, whoa, wait a minute. Like, they're not playing. So definitely big ups to North by Northwest Urban Entertainment, North by Northwest Distribution Company. Shout out to Pitbull Energy Drinks. Man, shout out to Rap 27, man. Shout out to them. Shout out to everybody just supporting the movement, Friends of Cobb Park. Cobb Fest 2014 coming up on September 13th, everybody. Where do you see y'all there? All right, we're rolling out, reminding you everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, where there's a J or where there's a U, there is a way. Y'all tuned in to the episode of Life at Dusk Live. Your boy, Steady J. Like, Dahlia, appreciate you for coming through again. And
no problem.
Yes,
I appreciate it.
Now you called out on the air now, so now you got to do it. All right. We out, y'all.
All right.